I turned my watch. All of a sudden, I'm sitting there. And my daughter's telling me.
I know. We got a minute.
Because it's so dumb. If you go like this, it says island. And then the one comes on, and then it says right. I want a little on the side. This is what we do and improve. So you know what I have to do? I actually go to my solitaire app to see if my cards make noise. And if my cards make noise,
And their team was like, wait, and they had to come back out.
It's silent. The only thing that makes noise.
It was great.
Okay.
So, and I did it. It got us to our right.
Silent.
Forget his name.
Yeah. I almost watched
him sell some tickets to one of the
weddings.
I almost watched one of the weddings yesterday.
I got a number. You
should hire to put some posters for Browns or.
Oh, so you're
going
to be there for the Browns?
Yeah.
Then my husband did.
Good job.
10 o'clock in the morning?
Then my husband must have done it.
Because I ring doorbell and I went out there.
Who was it? Was my husband or Josiah?
I don't know. I heard my ring doorbell go off and I thought it was my wife's boyfriend from Amazon.
I got all of the cars.
Now my boys are happy because they get to go and see that song.
Grapevine,
9146.
Should I go get her?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Good.
Well, like I said, I was looking for a packet and I saw the poster on there. It was like it was 7 o'clock.
Look how many packages are gorgeous.
She started before
she
rolled.
It's been rolling. Okay.
Oh, okay. So is she rolling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, it is September 15th at 5:30. I'd like to call to order a regularly scheduled meeting of the Mount Clover Township Board of Trustees. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, before we start, I'd ask you if you could all remain standing for a second. In the last couple of months, there's been political violence in the country. We've had a couple of lawmakers up in Minnesota were shot. Governor Shapiro's house in Pennsylvania was firebombed. You had a young girl get stabbed on a train in Charlotte last week, and political commentator Charlie Kirk was assassinated as part of a religious political assassination last weekend. You know, I think he said it best that when people stop talking, bad things happen. You know, this country was founded on the Judeo-Christian values of a free and open debate, and while disagreeing, you can still be disagree without being disagreeable. And respecting others' opinion, that's what makes America what it is, and the values that America stands for and what our founders did. I mean, when they, in 1776, and were forming the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, you read the history on that of, you know, they didn't agree on everything, but, you know, they worked together, respected each other, and, you know, didn't result the violence afterwards. And, you know, I think, Ronald Reagan, when he was president, and Tip O'Neill was the Speaker of the House, and Tip was a Boston Democrat, you know, said, how do you get along with him? He's like, well, we disagree or polar opposites, but we can still go out together and have a drink at the end of the day. And, you know, that's what it's about, and that's what makes this country strong. And what Charlie Kirk said, I think, is just it's a nail on it. When people stop talking, bad things happen. And we got to keep the conversation open and have fair and honest debate about everything, at local politics, state level, and certainly national politics. And I would just like to have a moment of silence for, you know, all the victims of violence. Charlie, the young girl, and the train, the Minnesota lawmakers, Josh,
the school shootings.
There's just too many to list. So, I don't know what your religious beliefs are, but I believe in a higher being, and you know, we need to for God to make the country strong, to respect others' opinions. So, if we could just have 15 minutes of silence.
15 minutes.
I'm sorry, 15 seconds of silence. just to ask God or whomever you believe in to help make the United States, the state of Ohio, and Monclova Township strong, and just respect and love your neighbor. Great. Thank you. So we have Sergeant Shrewsbury is here today to tell us how folks in Monclova are loving and respecting their neighbors, right?
That's right.
I have a few things to pass on here.
Sergeant Michael Shrewsbury, go get some of the sheriff's office. How's everybody doing today?
Okay.
A few things to think on real quick. The biggest thing I want to touch on is last. The flock cameras located on Salisbury Road, those are going to be relocated because of the construction there. They'll still be in the area where they can still monitor, and when construction's finished, then they'll be relocated back again inside the roundabout. Okay, so just want to let everybody know that the flock cameras there are going to be relocated for a short amount of time. Okay, but they'll still be operational, all right? Secondly, the construction on the off-ramp, the overpass on 28 is now complete. Both north and south mile open. That area has been cleaned out and done, so that area is completely open now for traffic to come in and out, north and south mile on-ramps and off-ramps. Okay.
Have we had accidents there, or remember?
We had one when it was in construction.
Yeah,
we had one. It was a heart issue guy who was having a medical problem and hit the side wall. But other than that, we haven't had any other than that one incident. Why there was still construction there? Okay. Secondly, our units are being very vigorous on this situation right now. Monitoring the school buses. We have a large area to cover. Myself and other sergeants have been down here along with the unit four, and we've been driving around monitoring bus stops, school drop-offs. We also have officers over here at the Monclova School. So we've been very vigilant with that this year because there's been a, last year we had a rash of people just blowing through the school bus signs. So we're trying to find buses when we're out driving around, just follow the buses and be vigilant. We can see the bus stops. And if anybody would violate the school bus sign when that sign stopped and that arm's extended, then we're going to deal with that problem immediately. Okay, so that's one of our major goals of this, that people stop for these buses. Our kids are important value to everybody. It's the most important commodity we got, guys, are the children. It's our job to keep them safe, so that's one of the things that we've been really getting out through doing is making sure that we're following them school buses and make sure people are stopping when the school bus stops and monitoring the bus stops also. Third thing is LSO units been monitoring patrolling neighborhoods lately. We're really trying to get in these neighborhoods, especially during the nighttime. We have curtailed, it seems like, a lot of stuff that was going on, damaged mailboxes, that type of stuff. So we're trying to patrol and hit the neighborhood out so people can see that we're out there protecting our properties and our values that we have out here. That was the other thing that we have. Last thing I'd like to bring to the township is a concern that we have, and I'll make you guys aware of it. We're receiving a flux of ID calls, which lead to fraud, identity theft. People have been losing money, bank accounts. Some of these thefts are very elaborate. Some people get them as phone calls. Some people get them as bank alerts, iPhone alerts, problems with your credit cards, problems banks. You have a bank, their name, they get your information, like a normal information would if you called your bank accounts. And then you know people lose money or the information's been hacked to identify. We've been getting a lot of these lately. We do a lot of reports on these, and it's usually over the phone or through computers. So we'd like to encourage our residents that if they receive something like that, they need to either call us or make sure that they call the bank directly to ensure who they're talking to on the other end. I'll give you some examples. They've come in the instance of the usuals where you haven't paid your court fines, okay? Now they're starting to get more elaborate with them to where they're saying that you got viruses, or your Apple account's been hacked, or your Apple Pay's been hacked. This is a bank. they'll give you three numbers to call, so you really think you're talking to somebody. And then they're getting information from people, and they use subtle stuff like, could you please verify your social security number for us, or your date of birth for us? Okay? Okay, yeah, that's you. How you doing, Jim? You know, whatever. Some of them that we've dealt with have been very, very elaborate to where they've tricked a few people. So we would like to really get it out there to our citizens that they need to really, really, if they're unsure about calls like that involve any type of theft, frauds, bonds, that they either contact us immediately or that they call their banks and verify that that's who they're talking to or who the bank is. They'll come after you with stuff like Apple Pays. If you get some Apple Pays, you can pay these off. We don't do Apple Pay. Sheriff deputies don't do Apple Pays over the phone. We don't collect bonds over the phone. We don't ask for your name and social. Okay? If we call somebody, we do a phone report, we verify who we are, our name, identity, and then we let them call dispatch, and then they can call back and say, yeah, he's working now. I prefer just come to the houses. Okay? We have had people call in the past saying that they were different people on the department and that they had bond issues, but they didn't show up to jury duty and those types of things. We will let you know personally if you don't show up to jury duty and the judge wants to see you, okay? You know, like say if Julian Bates wants to see you for jury duty, we'll come to your house and say, no, they want to see you, okay?
Bench warrant.
We'll come to your house, okay? So we really want to, like, stress that out to our citizens, especially it happens with the elderly a lot. They seem to target the elderly, mostly. We had one where the lady called and said that they needed, like, $5,000 to post bond on her son that lived in Florida. And it was Florida. She gave him the bank account card to post the bond, and ended up being fraud, and then she lost a lot more money than that. Okay? So they're using all types of elaborate schemes, you know. And that's the biggest thing that we've been dealing with the most down here, these ID thefts or these bank account thefts, or email thefts that start with the email. They'll pop an email alert up, like your bank account's been hacked. Please call this number. Then they'll act like you're the bank, and they'll send you to another number. And then they'll say, please hold for a theft prevention specialist, and they'll ask you to verify some information. And then the next thing you know, they got through into your account. Okay. So just make sure that you're very vigilant. If you see any kind of calls like that, please let us know, okay, or check with your banks, okay?
We got it. In fact, we can help with our newsletter or our website or open house
that's
coming
media.
Up. You're going to be at open house. Is the sheriff coming to open house?
I defer to Administrator Grant.
I have not heard.
Okay.
I can check with Lieutenant Leach and find
right,
that out.
Right, but we could absolutely have you sitting there.
Yeah.
Because the visitors to open house are probably who you want
to
see.
Is that October?
Yes.
Saturday.
Okay. You know what time?
11 to 2 p.m.
Okay. I'll forward that to Lieutenant Leach tonight, okay?
Thank you.
And then the last thing that I have is that accidents have been down. We only had a few today. They've been minor, no major injury accidents lately.
It's all those roundabouts.
Yeah, it's around, they cut them down, believe it or not.
I've seen a semi run over the roundabout.
Yeah, they're
going to
do that because they can't cut the edge.
They can't cut, and literally, they almost took the middle because it's a flat one on 28. They almost took the center of the landscape up when they went over it.
Yeah, we get a few trying to cut the scales down that way, and they get tight in there, and they're like, what are you doing down here? And I said, no, yeah. So, but really, that's all I have. Lieutenant Leach also wanted to include you. If you feel free to reach out to him or the sheriff's department if you have any questions about anything that we can help the citizens with or aid them with. But the big thing I really wanted to focus on tonight was to let you guys know and let our citizens know about this identity fraud calls that have been really rampant with them. A lot of people, some people aren't falling for it. A few have. I want to let people out there know that's been rash, that's been gone.
Great.
Did you see that 18-wheeler just go past their window? Sire truck, 18-wheeler just went around the corner.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes,
thank you.
Okay. I need to make a motion, don't I, to add to the agenda under new business an item, the DAC summary. So I make a motion to add under new business to this agenda our DAC summary.
Which is District Advisory Council.
Second.
Any
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Motion Vickery.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
And were there any additions or corrections to our last minute of the meeting on September 2nd?
I had none.
I'm happy to make a motion to approve the minutes as presented by the fiscal officer for September 2nd, 2025.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Lang.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes. All right, we do have a public hearing scheduled at 5:30. I'll make a motion to close the general session meeting and enter into a public hearing to hear zoning file Z17C388.
Oh, sorry.
Second. I'm sorry,
Tana,
looking at this.
Yeah, that's what we were doing.
Seconded by Lang on motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Sorry about that. I was already
in the room. Eric, you want to give us a summary on this, please?
Sure. Sure, no problem. So this is a zoning change request for 8350 Stitt Road, from agricultural residential, AR, to RB suburban residential. The owner of the property is Jenny Rogers, successor trustee. Develop Mark Rich. Consulting engineer is Fitzfeldt and Associates. The property is 20 acres. It is currently a landlocked piece of property and is located south of the Crimson Hollow and Hampton subdivisions. Feller finches indicate that it will connect through the Coventry Glen subdivision in Waterville Township, which is south of and connects to Crimson Hollow. And then this was on the July 23rd agenda for the Lucas County Planning Commission. The Lucas County Planning Commission recommended approval of the request, and this was on the agenda for the August 25th Zoning Commission meeting, and they recommended approval of the request.
Okay. Is there any people in attendance who would like to swear either testify for or against the proposed zoning change? Greg, if you please raise your right hand.
Yep.
Do you swear that the testimony that you're going to give tonight before this board is the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, don't have a
name
and
name and address and to your record.
Greg Feller, Feller Finch and Associates, 16833 Woodland Avenue.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really have a whole to add to it. We're just asking for the RV zoning. There is the neighborhood or the subdivision directly west of us is zone RV, so it's very consistent with the area. It's going to be a single family residential subdivision, very, very similar to Coventry Glen and the other neighborhoods in the area. And this is, we also have a companion case in Waterville Township. The piece of property just south of this is in Waterville Township. They're all going to be part of the same development, so we're going through the zone change in Waterville Township as well. I guess
we're the only thing, just for makes it a little clean on the tax purpose, I know we did this over here on Watermont Clova, mm-hmm. with Waterville Township, that there was no lot splits that were happening.
There aren't. I think we kept the township line as no lots of straddle line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know we have a couple of those in Brandon line and some couple other subdivisions. Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, Eric, was the...
And where the access is going to come from Waterville Township?
Yeah, was that in everybody's packet?
It should be in their packet.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so there's a drawing that shows the conceptual plan. So that drawing is actually the drawing that's at Waterville Township right now. But yeah, so this will connect south to the Waterville Township piece and connect into the sub street on Country Glen. And you can see we held the township line there.
So we got, it looks like 28 lots in Mount Clover.
Yeah, something like that.
It doesn't seem like anyone even had a comment on this.
No.
You know Monclova well enough that you just designed us to meet our...
I know we won.
Kind of works, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What, Mr. Rich, is he starting at... which way is he coming in?
Well, we'll come in from the stop on Coventry Glen. So my guess is the south half would probably be the first plat, and the north half would be the second plat.
Oh, okay, that's that.
Yeah, yep, that's our right there.
And the stormwater is for the whole 100 lots, 105 and 5?
Correct. Yep, yep.
I just don't think there's a lot to say about this. It fits the zoning in the area.
Yeah,
you got access to Waterville Township to get to our stuff.
It seems like it.
Eric, Waterville's our zoning, our one city's ours.
I think it's very, very close. Yeah.
And it just looks like our lots are just a little bit. That's all.
Yeah. That's a PUD too on their section, and ours isn't, so you can have smaller lots.
So no.
Single family? Yeah.
That was our single family.
Well, I mean, not villas, regular houses.
Okay.
So, because I actually walked that area and I seen where all of a sudden somebody says this is where it quits and there was an open field. Mm-hmm. So, people will have access, though, to come through Mount Slovit to get off to Stitt Road.
Right. They will.
That's what I thought, because yep. There's a step street. I think they're kind of right there at Lissa.
Yep.
There's no houses on that.
Right, and that's
stuff. That's part of them.
Yes, and the street was planned for future development.
Okay, so there will be access coming there. Out through the neighborhood.
Correct.
And coming out through Waterville Township's neighborhood.
Correct, yep.
Right.
When do you hear this in front of Waterville, or have you?
Not yet. I think we're at Plan Commission next week for the PUD, and then we'll be in Waterville Township in October.
October.
Yep.
So you're here.
We're here first. Only because we both at the same time, but we had to make some adjustments to the PUD, so that got delayed a month. That's the only reason we're a month behind.
Why is that a PUD?
Because they don't have a zoning classification that matches. What we need for the lots. So we had to do a PUD to get the lots that we need, the sizes.
Wow, they don't have a zoning classification. They just have bigger or smaller?
Yeah, right.
Okay. I don't have any further questions. Just...
Anything else public wished to testify either for or against the proposed zoning change? Yes?
I'm not going to testify, but I would like to know more about the Montclova.
Toby, if you could, just for the name and record, the microphone's a pickup.
Sure, absolutely. Toby Miller, Waterville Township, currently chair of the BZA, and will be trustee in January. So I do know there's a lot of concern of the trustees of Waterville Township that all the access is coming through Waterville Township, and it's going to be extremely destructive to our roads and our maintenance budget. So I have not heard about that other entry exit in Montclova.
There isn't. It all comes through plan. That's the only access.
So to be clear from what we said a minute ago, there will only be any entrance and exit to this new area through Waterville Township Road and through Coventry Glen.
Right.
So that's really the concern that we've got at the township is the maintenance and the damage to those roads directing all that traffic through the township.
I know that's something we'll have to work through. Yeah.
So that's the only comment I had.
Mm-hmm. I guess my only question, if the Waterville and the Embers, there's not a turnaround there by the pond?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we'll provide some sort of turnaround. We'll have to work that with the engine office. So, yeah. I don't know. Whether that's a little cul-de-sac or a T turnaround or something, they're going to make us provide something.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. If there's no other testimony, I'll make a motion to close the public hearing portion, public testimony portion of the public hearing.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
I guess my question, and this is for our maintenance department as well, is we kind of you know, we're going to have to drive through Waterville Township to service our residents from a snow plowing.
And we pick up, Waterville does that to us now.
I'm sorry?
They do that for...
Yeah, I know. Springfield does it to us in the quarry and Brandywine.
I don't see that being a huge issue. I think typically we can work that out with, hey, if you get us here first, whatever we'll take.
Streets and
they might get mad because we're out ahead of them.
And totally just fair warning. We hear from folks in Crimson Hollow. Hey, why was the Mount Clovis side plowed three times this week when there was snow and the Waterville side was only plowed once? It's like, well, our guys are good.
When I was out talking, where came into Waterville Township on I forget which street it was. The resident says, yeah, they pick up the plow right here where it says enter Mount Clova, and they turn around and they go the other. So he says, Mount Clova comes far, turns right at the Mount Clova side and go back out.
Maybe we can get more creative and job share a bit.
We do. Especially, we're going to bring one in the court, I can tell
you
that.
Yeah, but I think, like I said, the surrounding zoning is all, this is kind of a landlocked housing piece. I mean, I don't know what else could go in there other than, and Greg and his team over at Feller have done a nice job here with the proposed lot plan. So I have no other notes.
Okay.
I'm sure we won't have any issues.
It's okay.
Oh, wow.
Trudy or Barbara have any comments?
No.
All right, I will then make a motion to approve zoning file Z17C388, the approval of 8350 Stitt Road from AR Agricultural to B Suburban Residential, identifying as Tax District 38-15287.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. All right, I will make a motion then to adjourn the public hearing and return to general session.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Have a good evening.
Thank you. With that, I can make a motion to pay the bills. As presented by the fiscal officer, totaling $456,730.90.
Second.
By Vickery on the motion. Herschel, Cole?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
And then, Gavin, do we have any correspondence?
No.
All right. And you do have, we need to move some appropriations around?
Yeah, just one within a fund, and then I do have the two resolutions that we get every year from the county that they prepare for taxes.
I move to approve the reallocation of appropriations in the same fund as follows. The tax collection fee, $3,000, needs to be removed payment to another political subdivision in this amount, $3,000. And that fund number is 1,110. Oh, there are different fund numbers. I'm sorry, I messed up the motion.
No, they're the same fund number. You got it. 1,000 is the fund number.
Okay.
Second.
Seconded by Herschel on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes. I messed up the account. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
And you want to go over with the resolutions?
I move to approve resolution 0915-2025-01, accepting the amounts and rates and determined by the budget commission and authorizing the necessary tax levies and certifying them to the county auditor.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
I move to approve resolution 0915-2025-02, request for advance of taxes collected.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
All right. have no old business items. Under new business items, we do have the District Advisory Council, and that is the Health Department and each township, the 11 townships and the 5 municipalities, that's the cities, have representatives on the District Advisory Committee. And for those of you who may or may not be aware of, the Health Department building downtown is very bad shape. It's down to one boiler. They have buckets everywhere, roofs leaking, asbestos. There are a number of issues. This has been known to the DAC board, of which I serve as secretary also, but the last 3 or 4 years, they've been looking for alternate sites. There's estimates over $10 million to rebuild a new building, find a location. And the Board of Health was able to negotiate a purchase from the Diocese of Toledo, the Catholic office building on Spielbush Avenue, for the amount of $2.5 million. Lathrop has given them estimates of additional $2.5 million for renovations. Total cost of about $5 million. Allocated amongst its members are Monclovis Town share, would that be roughly $40,800 over 5 years. And that's based on our population versus the population of the county. So that passed unanimously at the meeting last week. So the board is going to move forward with negotiating and setting a closing for that.
That $40,000 in addition to what we already pay for health commission services.
Correct. So fiscal off the pike is going to do some math to see if we want to maybe prepay a portion. The interest rate that the Board of Health negotiated with the local bank was 5.35%. We're getting about 4.5% in our star Ohio right now, so it would save us about 1% on $200,000 over 5 years. So $15,000 or $16,000 maybe. But there's no action needed to take on that.
Information only.
Correct. Right. With that, we'll get into our departmental reports. Eric, you've got, looks like a busy month after compared to last month.
Yeah. Thanks, Chuck. Yeah, we had 4 new residences, 1 garage under 1,000 square feet, 1 garage over, 2 pools, 1 shed, 1 variance, 1 deck, 1 addition, 1 alteration. And then the rest of my report is just informational. If you have any questions, you know.
No, I did in the project report. I did update that that house on 28 that you're working to land to make it. You see a for sale sign now, so
yeah,
I know.
I've noticed that.
Eric, you and I've had numerous discussion concerning the new plaque going back in by Hunter's Chase and things like this.
Yeah.
And you have been in contact with the developer to express a good neighbor type situation there.
That's correct.
Because I did hear a couple more when I was out walking neighborhoods last week concerning the trucks, the construction, the dirt on the roads. Nobody's going to be happy, and that development's going to be going on for a long time with as many houses as they have back there. So I don't know if there's, I don't think there's anything else the town should do. Discussions with other people, their public roads. They don't like them coming down though through the, they thought they should come to the Stonegate subdivision, and then people on Hunter Chase wants them to go somewhere else, Hunter Chase. So it's like, you come through this neighborhood. No, you need to go through this neighborhood. So it's, I don't know how, except, you know, keep working with the developer.
Okay.
You know, try to make it, you know, work for everybody involved.
Yeah, I talked to
them. It's not going to go away.
I talked to them about probably 3 or 4 times a week just to kind of keep things, you know, going as smoothly as possible.
All right.
I think that was the thing, because I seen somebody from Hunter Chase said something about a dirt mound and weeds and that kind of stuff. And I didn't realize there was no HOA back around the Hunter's Chase area.
There's no, well, Stonegate itself never had an HOA.
Right.
I've heard that the newest areas are possibly going to be in an HOA, but the rest of the subdivision may not be.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's up in the air right now, but it's possible that the new ones may have a smaller HOA.
Because that's what I heard. Because there's retention ponds.
There's a retention pond.
Yeah, that doesn't get mowed, and then people are having to mow it and do other stuff. And people say when they bought back there, they were assured that it would be an HOA, so it could be a little bit more regulated. So
yeah,
something I learned new this week. That's the only question I had.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Any other questions for her? All right, Chief Holmick, you got couple action items and another busy month.
Month of August, the department responded to 197 incidents. Breakdown: 157 were EMS related, or mutual aid and auto aid responses. And I have just the one action item to request the appointment for the full-time fire safety inspector position. We had three applicants for the position. All three were, had their applications reviewed, and we scheduled interviews with them. At the completion of the interviews, the committee selected two applicants to advance forward into the background checks. On review of the completed background checks, the committee unanimously is making the recommendation to the board for Brian Grant to be appointed as the fire safety inspector. He's a resident of Grand Rapids, brings 27 years of experience in the fire and EMS field. Most recently, he's been working full-time as a fire safety inspector for 6 years for the city of Toledo. And he has both his Fire 2 certification, his paramedic certification, his instructor certification, has some good established relationships with some of the code officials. RN is bringing a lot of good job knowledge to us and to the department.
All right. It sounds like we got a well-experienced candidate here. Yeah.
That sounds like you went through the process. We'd like you to go through involving the committee and using the formal process. So all looks good, and we did discuss this in the working session as well. And asked about training, etc. So.
All right, I move to appoint. I'm sorry, Trudy, did you have any questions?
I have no questions.
Move to appoint Ryan Grant to the full-time fire safety inspector position, contingent upon successful completion of the employment drug screening, Ohio Police and Fire Pension Medical Exam, and subject to a probationary period in accordance with the fire department policies.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Thank you. The rest of the report is informational items, and if there's any questions or anything you'd like to know a little more information on.
Yeah. My only, I guess, question, when do we get it? It may not be here time, I mean, officially, but maybe we can come to the open house and start introducing him to the public, you know, via our social media. And
I can check with him and see, as long as he is accepting of your appointment.
Yeah.
And passes all the other little hurdles he needs to go through.
Yeah. Correct.
All right. Roads and maintenance and cemetery sexton and hot.
So, aside from reporters, I had a couple to add on operational stuff. I said I was talking with McFadden with the county about cleaning up the island behind us. It's done. Crews did that last week. So, we're done there. Everybody's happy. Basically, opened up the waterway because it was backing up at the left side of it.
The island back here.
So, we opened all that up. Water's flowing. I checked it today. It's good.
What water?
Yeah. There's not much. That's why we're out there.
I think they put a dry bridge in one time before, and then removed it with some big stone. Yeah.
We didn't remove anything. The only request we had was just to open up the waterway.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the island, the far side of that island, there was just trees that dammed up. We went in there with a mini excavator and a chainsaw and cleaned everything up so the water's moving. And then I got all the deed registry stuff finished up today. So that's all entered.
For the cemetery program?
Yeah, so the next step is to go back and start adding in all the burials. And then some errors are going to start showing in their face a little bit, I think. But those are going to take some time. And after we get done with the burials, we'll go back to the actual deed book itself, because there's some discrepancies already. The way it looked today, it showed a lot of vacancies in the Ross Cemetery in particular. Well, if we went off that and put that up, just use that slowly without looking at the books like the old way, we're going to double sell things. Well, there's some stuff in there that we're just going to clean up. But that's down the road. There's nothing that I'm too nervous about. So that's that. We're moving forward. We're doing further than what we're doing better than I thought we would. Other than that, everything's informational. Questions? Concerns?
There's a lot of leaves coming down already.
You stop.
Yeah. There is.
Oh, I rode the bike path. That,
you did?
And they're everywhere, yeah.
It's because it's so dry, right?
I know, yeah.
So well, that's it's going to be an early season.
It is.
You guys are going to be sweeping this leaf for weeks.
Well, I was hoping the street sweeper would get some of them, but they're out now.
Street sweeper.
You love it. I've been looking into it again, and it's just, it's kind of futile. Like, what we pay and what it costs, it just doesn't make sense.
So have you implemented all, like, the catch at the maintenance garage where they can empty things now and not
yep.
have to?
There's
so that's working
thing,
well?
The dumpster there that help because their turnaround time is faster than going basically over to South Street and jumping. So our trucks aren't as, they're supposedly not as full as they normally were. So Phil at Perfect Sweep is happy to offer that. And the code to get in, they have watered it. They got everything they need.
All right, any questions for Doug?
Mm-hmm. Thank right. you, Doug.
Harold, looks like all of your report is informational. Does anybody have questions on Harold's report? And Harold, maybe just for the recording and for the public knowledge, we talked about this in the working session, the challenges we've had with the streetlights and the city that are been reported out in the township.
Yes, we have. We were getting a lot of complaints about streetlights that were out, and people complaining that they had reported them directly to Edison and weren't getting any results. So our maintenance department went out and surveyed the entire township over a couple of evenings. And we came up with a list of 62 lights, either anything from the pole being completely missing to fixtures being missing or lights just being burned out. We reported all of those individually to Edison. They have now acknowledged all of them. And I've been told that the lights that are just burned out, those should be replaced fairly quickly. The poles that are missing and fixtures that are missing might take a while. We decided in the working session that we would do another inventory in December.
When it's dark in the morning.
That's the way they do it.
Dark in the morning.
Right. So it's about the best way to keep up on it, I guess, and we'll just see how it goes.
You might buy 62 more lights out by the time we go around.
Oh, we just met.
You know what, that just would be, that would be depressing. I thought important in the administrator's report was the Swan Creek watershed. The county has been discussing this for a long, long time. And I thought, Harold, your report did a nice job explaining actually how much our residents can expect. The entire assessment for Monclova Township is approximately $180,000, or on average $32.66 per parcel.
Correct.
So a homeowner, and I think it's for 5 years. I think
six.
6 years.
6 years.
A homeowner can expect for clean water, for maintenance of arches and waterways, much like we maintain roads, $32.66 assessment for the next 6 years. Now that is an average, so there's going to be some higher and some lower, and it depends on your location to the ditch or your soil type or what have you. But I thought that was a very clear way of reporting what's happening.
I also like to thank Carol for looking into the other township claiming that they were taking care of this situation for the residents.
Right.
Now, it makes total sense. We claim our stormwater usage, and we get reimbursed.
Yes.
Projects. Yeah.
For projects where the other township has never applied for that fund.
Apparently, they don't do any of that kind of maintenance on their own.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure what the reason is, but our stormwater utility reimbursement, we bill them for leaf collection, street sweeping, catch basin repairs. Doug keeps track of all of that, and in November every year we send them an invoice, and they review that and pay us from our stormwater utility money. And why the other township wouldn't do that, I just don't understand.
I'm glad you looked into it because, you know, on Nextdoor, everybody's going, yay, 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 we don't have to pay, but then they don't know the backside of what it is.
They've already paid.
So, you know, when you see this out and people are putting stuff out there and you're going, why are they doing this and we're not, now it makes total sense for you to do the homework, and then we understand if Nextdoor posts against understand why they're not, that their residents are not being taxed for this water.
Right. I would suggest that with all posts on all social media, everybody should do their, you know, homework on it, because there's a morsel, right, of information. They might not even known there was going to be a tax, right? But to do the deep dig sometimes is required to get accurate.
So I appreciate that. Not that I'm going to answer anybody on Nextdoor, because then they just keep going on, but I wanted to make sure.
That's sort of how I feel about it too. Like, sometimes I think I could say something that would clear, but then, oh no.
It doesn't. It just makes it worse. So thank you for doing the work so we can, that my Clovis not get into the cleaners on this, that we know now what the issue was and why we're addressing this.
All right. Are there any other questions for Harold in his report?
No.
All right. That concludes our agenda. Is there any public comment or questions from any audience members regarding the agenda tonight? With that then, 6:17, I will make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion.
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Yes.
One thing I remember.